Hello, Rotarians, konnichiwa.
President Yokoyama, Vice President Mr. Omori, the Secretary Ms. Nakayama, the Vice Secretary Mr. Mishushima, and the Sergeant at Arms or the SAA Mr. Kawamoto.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I remember when I was here last time, I remember the name of Kobayashi. I met him. I cannot forget him because he's chubby. He's big. Our President Duterte, I'm sure by now you have heard about our President Duterte. His hand signal or hand gesture is like this, meaning a tough authoritarian. Mine is not like that. At the start of my presidency in July, mine will be different. I will do the same thing, but I will put it here at my breast, meaning I'm doing it with a heart to all people. This year's Rotary team, yeah, yes, this year Rotary team is actually be the inspiration. So I would like to be the inspiration for all, not only Rotarians. Let's be the inspiration, you know, to all people. And now, before anything else, yes, you will translate that. Okay.
Okay.
To be able to communicate more effectively with you, in fact, before I came over, I bought this. So I can have something. I can have something. At least I can speak a little words in Japanese. Let me show this to
you.
Anyway, because of that, just from the hotel to here, I learned. I jot down a few words. Let me try. And forgive me if I will make some, maybe, mistake on the pronunciation or whatever. Okay? Again, konnichiwa. Gambarimasu. Chigasaki Rotary no mina sama. Natashi na Philippine Mandaluyong no Rotary. No Louis desu hajime nashim. Yoshiku onegai tashimasuku.
Thank you. What's my grade? 75 passing. Anyway, I would like to take this opportunity to thank our host. I would like to request my fellow Mandaluyong Rotarians to stand up and together let's give our host a warm applause. A warm applause for their hospitality and the warm welcome they have given us since yesterday. Thank you. You may now sit down. We were overwhelmed. Actually, we cannot. In the evening, we don't know whether we can still sleep. because the warmth, the hospitality, and everything is there. It's truly inspiring to be one friend with a fellow Rotarian in another part of the globe. Today, I am pleased to present to you one of our projects that we think you will be interested in collaborating with us. This is not only because of the humanitarian dimension of the project, but also because the beneficiaries are members of an indigenous tribal community that have long been suffering from years of government neglect.
このプロジェクトは人道的な見地ということもありますが、長いことフィリピン政府から、見放されてきたというか、捨て置かれてきた、土着の民族についてのプロジェクトです。
We all live comfortable lives amidst the trappings of modern amenities. But let us not forget that this electronic age, there are still ethnic brothers to in the mountains who lack good nutrition, has no safe shelter to protect them from turbulent weather and wild animals, no access to education and health care, no source of sustainable livelihood.
これだけ、発達した現代において、山間部で、生活する、土着の民族の方ですね、栄養も十分に届かず、自然災害や、動物たちの脅威にもさらされ、教育や健康面での、サポートも受けられず、暮らしている、そういう人たちがいるということを忘れてはなりませんということです。
We do not want to perpetuate their existence in the social margins. We at Rotary wants to help improve their well-being in the areas of livelihood, education, health. We have outlined a comprehensive program to empower our mountain brothers to help themselves. The key word is empowerment.
我々ロータリアンとして彼らを助けるために、一つのプロジェクトを、企画してみました、キーワードはエンパワーメント、彼らに力を与えるということです。
If we are able to help them help themselves, we will in the long run enable them to integrate into the mainstream of Filipino economic, cultural and political lifeand make them active and responsible contributors to the advancement of society, not only in the Philippines, but in the global community.
このプロジェクトを進めることで、彼らを、積極的に、社会貢献に参加させ、フィリピン経済、文化、政治面のみならず、世界中の発展に寄与することができる。そういうプロジェクトになっております。
I will be presenting, it's only a 3-minute presentation about the project to give you a bird's eye view so that you can appreciate what we are talking about right now. So before I proceed there, let me just thank you, arigato gozaimasu, for this opportunity to speak in front of you.And let me go there to just make a little presentation so you would understand it better. And I hope I still have time to do it. Thank you.
これからビデオというか映像をお見せしますけれども、その前に、こういう場をこの場を介して、こういう機会を与えてもらえたことを、皆さんにお礼申し上げます。 the almost forgotten tribe of Southern Tagalog. The Dumagats belong to an indigenous tribe in the mountains of the Philippines. Dumagats, especially in the mountains of Luzon, the area where Manila is very near.
And Dumaga という呼ばれている民族が マサルタムに住んでいるということで、このドゥマガ族を支援していきたいというプロジェクトです。
This is the map of the Philippines. We will show you later where exactly the Dumagats are concentrated. This is in Luzon, the upper portion. This is
これは、フィリピンの地図で、後ほどどこかということを詳しくご説明しますが、ルソン島の上の方ですね。
Okay, there you have it. They are more concentrated in the provinces of Rizal, Cavite, Laguna, Quezon, and Batangas. Metro Manila is very near Rizal. Now, the origin of the term Dumaga is thought to be derived from the word rumakat, lumakat, lumakat, which signifies the migration of early Negritos in the Philippines by walking in the land and not by the sea.
マニラの中心、ここなんですけれども、マニラ、メトロマニラ、リサル、just beside us here。In Rizal。The Dumaga people in Rizal concentrate there. マニラの中心部の隣にあるリザルというところに、ドゥマガ族が住んでいます。
Singled out one sitio wilaya, it's a one small town at Barangay Santa Ines in Tanay, Rizal. It's about a 2.5 hour drive from Metro Manila, the center of the capital city before of the Philippines.
フィリピンの首都マニラの中心から2時間半かけて、非常に2時間半のドライブですね。 ドゥマガ族のいる小さな町があります。町の名前は シティオイライア。町の名前はシティオイライアというところですね。
In order to go there, you go to Tanay, one town in Rizal, and from there you take a habal-habal, they call it. You rent it out, then go. Because you literally have to cross about 13 rivers to reach the place. There's no... If it rains, the river water level rises. If the water is not a problem alone, also the big and rugged rocks along the way. From a small city there in Kinabuan, there are no electricity, the networks, the regular communication networks, practically nothing. So it's a minimum of 1 hour and 30 minutes ride from the town of Tanay going to Sitio Ilaya.
Tanay という町から、さらに1時間かけてですね、ドライブ
していくんですけれども、途中に13の川があって、まあ、それを越えていかなければいけないと。で、雨が増水した時には、まあ、非常に、交通が困難になってしまう。で、電気もない、電気もなく通信手段もない街ですので、非常に、行くのに、まあ、まあ、相当絶妙ですね、困難があるということです。
Go back.
Yeah, this one. There's a link that we have to press so we can see.
あれ、繋がらない。No. Yeah, it's not that.
Okay, this portion, the one of the leaders, 26 years old, who really went to the city to study so that he can finish college. And when he was able to finish college, he went back to the mountains to teach the children, the Dumagat children. So he's the only teacher there in that community. We call him Teacher Didai. Our visitors last time of Oya-san, Kasa-san, and Yumi saw the teacher Didai when he was with us. We invited her to talk to us when we have our assembly meeting last time. And she was really, the link cannot be established, anyway, we can push through with the next.
前回、岩沢役と風さんと私とで、マンダリオクラブを訪問した際に、このドゥマガの、一人の先生が、例会に招かれて来ていました。で、その16歳の先生なんですけれども、町で勉強して、で、そのドゥマガの、子供たちに教えるために、まあ、町に勉強に来て、まあ、帰ってきて、一人で、子供たちを教えていると、そういう状況です。その先生のインタビュー、CNN のインタビューの模様が、インターネット上で見れるということだったんですけど、ちょっと今、リンクが繋がらない状態だったので、繋がるかどうか今試しております。ちょっとお待ちください。
We cannot really establish the link, but anyway, Teacher Didai is a 26 years old leader of the community. She graduated Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education as a full-time scholar at Harris Memorial College in Taytay. She taught 1 year in downtown Tanay, Rizal, and came back to her community to serve as a full-time teacher. Teacher Didai teaches everyone in the community using makeshift classroom.
Didai-san, this 26-year-old 女性が、子供たちに、村の子供たちにみんなに教えるために、町に1年間勉強に来て、今、一人で、先生をしているというところです。
Total 120 families in Sitio Ilaya, and all are pure-blooded Dumagas. Each family consists of 3 to 9 children. So you could imagine how big one family is.
この村には120の家族があるんですけれども、一家族3人から9人の子供がいるということですので、まあ、どれぐらいの数になるか、まあ、皆さん想像ができるかと思います。
The school supplies that are used by Teacher Didai and the books are mostly through donations from civic organizations. Only one time, after that, there is no continuity.
学校で使う、本や、まあ、いろんな、教材は全て、まあ、ドネーションですから、まあ、寄付によって賄われているということです。
見れるようにしたけどいい、
ちょっと時間がないから。
This is a glimpse of their elders in the community. These are the Dumagas. There are about 120 families in that locality, in thatSitio Ines, in Sitio Ilaya, in Santa Ines.
まあ、これはあのグマラの町の様子です。
These are the next generation Dumagas. Okay.
Dumaga の次世代の子供たちです。
もう終わりです。
Okay. So that's just a glimpse of the Dumaga community. Now we would like really to help them, empower them to help themselves, because we should just teach them to fish and not give them the fish.
まあ、彼らの自宅の道を示してやるために今いろいろとプロジェクトを考えています。ただ単にあの物を与えるということではなくて、彼らがそれを自分たちの力で、自活の道を、模索していると、そういうことができるようにしたいと思っています。
Lastly, the plan really is to organize them into a Rotary Community Core so that we can helpteach them better, manage themselves. And we will teach them also how to plant properly. Because these Dumagas are the one who does slash and bark farming. They cut the trees, that's why there are plants in downtown Rizal, mostly because of their practice. So we would like to teach them the right way of farming. And farming at the same time they are earning so that they can improve their life.
従来彼らは、まあ、林業といいますか、木を伐採したりして生計を立ててきていますが、結局それが自然環境の破壊とかにつながっているということもありますので、我々ロータリーとしては、いかに正しい、まあ、農業の仕方を教えてやるかということを、まあ、一つのターゲットにしています。
Again, konnichiwa and arigatou gozaimasu.
以上です。